everybody. We're back. Finally, it's episode 7 on June 20th, 2006. Yeah. And here we are. We didn't die. Oh my gosh. Yay. We're back.
We're live.
Sorry about the delays.
Yeah, a lot of finals and lots of APs and just really busy, all that kind of fun stuff. But now it's summer, so now we have time to
party.
Homework. Party and homework and field cast and all that fun stuff.
Yeah. So. Names.
Names. All right.
Yes.
I hope you didn't forget me. I'm Ariel.
I'm Denise.
I'm Kellen.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Danielle.
And Haley's not here.
She has an interview for an internship at Washington Mutual.
Yeah.
Washington Mutual. Yeah.
Fun bank.
Exciting.
Money.
Yeah, very. So now, let's start.
Okay. Just like reminders, because I know we say this every time because. Don't forget to vote for us on Podcast Alley, please. I can't stress it enough. It's like, and okay. And like our MySpace.
We have a MySpace.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
Kellen is very upset about
that. I didn't even know we had a MySpace.
Kellen's anti-MySpace.
So.
She's the only one anti-MySpace here.
Add yourself as a friend, please, because we have, like, 6, including Haley, so.
Really, and my friend, me.
Kind of sad.
So we'll have 7, but, yeah, it's quite sad.
Yeah, so do that. And, like, email us and, like, phone us. What's our number again?
Call us.
206-something, Vila. I don't know.
I don't remember.
It's on our website.
Yeah. Do that. Okay. Oh, and I put the poll results for, like, how you're supposed to say rowling. And it's, it was, like, 40% rolling, which is the way you're supposed to.
Rolling.
So, Haley, if you're listening to this, I win. Because she thinks it should be rowling.
40% said rolling?
Yeah, and 30% said rowling, and then 20-something said...
They don't know.
They don't care.
I don't know. I always used to say rowling.
Me too.
But
I think it's just our accents that, you know.
Yeah. But then I found out you're supposed to say rowling.
J.K. Rowling.
Rowling.
I always said rowling because it's R-O-W, so like row you both.
Down the stream.
That's about a dream.
So, our main topic today is Sybil Patricia Trelawney.
How do you say your name?
Trelawney?
Or we say Trelawney.
I say like, Trelawney.
Trelawney. If it was tree, it'd have two E's.
I know.
Trelawney.
So Danielle is special. The rest of us say. Just like how I said Cedric and everyone else is Cedric.
Hey, yes. No. I say Cedric.
I say Cedric.
Danielle,
they
call him Cedric, too.
Yeah. I know,
Wait, no, opposite way. Sorry, I used to say Cedric. Now I say Cedric because of that.
Yeah.
Because everyone kept saying it.
I think you're confusing yourself.
I just confused myself.
See, we were in the right first.
See, the brainwashing it worked. Yes. Now I say Cedric.
So, Kellen, do you have the description?
What? I do.
She doesn't want to read it. Oh, wait, no.
I don't have a description.
Her distinguishing feature, she's very thin and even spindly looking.
Spindly.
She has huge glasses that enlarge her eyes, making her look rather like an insect. Her voice is soft and misty, and she has a spooky manner. And that's Ariel's cell phone. It's okay. She wears, like, gauzy spangled shawls.
Gaudy?
Gauzy.
No, it says gauzy.
Gauzy, that's the fabric. It's like...
Oh.
See-through-ish.
Yes.
Many chains and beads and bangles and rings, which completes her, like,
mystic,
weird look.
Like, fortune-teller-ish look.
Yeah.
Okay. Should we start our first question?
Yeah.
Her seeing abilities, how good are they?
I know.
Well...
That was laughing at me. Oh, sorry,
Kelly. Sorry.
Breathe. I mean, the question...
I don't know.
We know that.
Well, it depends. Like when she gets all weird and her voice gets all harsh, then it's true-ish kind
of. But why does she have those at all? Because she's so.
Well, she's the descendant of the Cassandra Trelawney, so we know she has at least some powers. And plus, she predicted the prophecies, even though everything else she says is usually wrong. So she has at least a little bit of power or a little bit of seeing.
Like
powers.
The rest of it, she basically fibs.
Yeah.
Like she, and it's funny because like that's what she actually thinks is. That makes her a seer.
Okay, so if you hear noises, it's my dog.
Yeah, it's the heavy breathing.
Yeah,
That's little Sunshine. Dog in the back.
No, that's Kellen.
What?
Late.
I'm getting slimed.
Okay.
Bye, Kellen.
What?
Never mind.
Okay.
So. I think it's weird that she has random true predictions. I especially mean, if they're so important, too, so it's like...
Or maybe that's the point. It's kind of like she's so weird all the time that no one ever wants to believe her, so she, you know, it keep them a little more secret. Nobody really wants to listen to her.
Yeah, it's like unexpected.
Right.
It's
kind of ironic, too.
Like the whole Ron thing. Like, no one ever trusts Ron or believes Ron, but then one day he'll say something and it'll be true. And everyone will be like, wow, she listened.
Well, who's better? Her or Ferenz or Fire?
I like Ferenz just because it's a centaur.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're the way they, like, predict the future is weird.
It's very serious and very...
Like, Ferenz, he doesn't really predict anything. Like, they said that he, like, looks at the stars, but, like, remember in the forest? And, like, the thing with Hagrid and, like, Mars is bright tonight? But, yeah. They never say, like, what it's about. They're, like, all mysterious.
Yeah. I think they know a lot, though, of what's going to happen.
They're wise. Just,
but they don't tell anybody.
Yeah, or they tell it in kind of, like, riddles.
Cryptic ways.
Yeah.
Like, Kellen's
that no one really understands.
Yeah, why not cryptic?
Hmm. So what do you think is better?
Well, I like her personality so weird.
Funny.
Yeah, yeah Friends
really
just
contrasting.
He seems kind of dry to me.
He's calm and just mellow,
like
and she's,
characters
like...
characters like that, though.
Well, they're funny, but, I mean, he's just so calm and, like, okay, so look at
yeah.
the stars.
He's mellow. He's like a...
red or blah,
I think they're more humorous when they're dry like that.
Okay.
It's just they're two
they're
different,
boring.
Completely different personalities.
It's like, she's weird.
It's a less obvious humor that you have to pick up on.
That's true.
Or it's just you.
Because you're so in touch with that.
Coming from the girl that likes mash.
Mash potatoes?
No, not mashed potatoes!
Mash.
I'm hungry.
Mash. Sorry.
Sorry.
Is that the ward? The
okay,
ward
comedy?
Yes,
that would
oh, yeah, because it's like 1 o'clock or something. What time is it? It is 1:14.
I'd probably like
Pacific
it.
Pacific time.
You probably would.
Yeah.
All you
yeah.
East Coasters, Midwestern.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And international.
Ooh, yeah.
You don't get it.
International.
Wait, so what's going on?
Sorry, we're getting off track.
We're getting it.
Next diamond.
Next diamond.
What?
It's a
next
bullet.
It's a diamond. / bullet.
Okay.
It is a diamond.
It's a diamond
shaped
bullet.
Why don't you read the next diamond? Read it.
That one?
Yeah.
Why would JK?
Okay, why would JK Rowling uh-huh. choose such a fickle seer as the one to have all Harry's prophecies? I don't have my glasses on, sorry.
Well, I think it's kind of like, again, ironic that she uses her as like the one to make all the prophecies that we need to really pay attention to. Because like, she's always, like, pretending, like, oh, you're gonna die this year and stuff. And then all of a sudden she makes, like, a real prediction. It's just kind of...
Well, who else would make the predictions?
Yeah. I don't know.
And, like, the way she is, it, like, the way she is, it goes along with the story, kind of. Because it's, like, if there was some person and they're, like, yeah, this is what's gonna happen, it would be really boring. So.
If they were, like, sure about it and they knew...
If everyone actually trusts
them. Because then it would, like, tell what the storyline is going
to
be.
And then, too, it makes it all the more mysterious because we don't understand her and how she gets these prophecies. We don't really...
Yeah.
I mean, if it was like, you know, okay, this is where it comes from. We know it definitely. We know what it means exactly. It wouldn't be as mysterious or confusing. Easy.
It makes you think about it more because then when the event actually happens, you go back, oh, wait, she predicted that.
Right.
And then you want to go back and reread her prediction and...
Oh, yeah. And then I'm sure in the 7th book it'll all get cleared up, like, why her, exactly.
I'm sure the prophecies are, like, they seem obvious when we're reading them, but there's probably some weird, like...
Like, hidden message.
Twist, yeah. I lost my train of thought.
Like, look at this.
Kellen wants to read
something. You read it!
Why do I read
Kellen,
it?
Kellen, I'll
read
it.
Ready, go!
Yes.
No, make her!
Oh,
you
gosh, I don't like talking.
Oh,
we have to talk.
The name Sibyl is a reference to the Sibyls of classical Greco-Roman tradition, who were oracles that made cryptic predictions about the future, which often could not be understood until they had already come to pass.
Which
suits Wait,
her.
What? People
what?
Who are named?
They were oracles
yeah.
and they made predictions, and they didn't really make sense until after they happened.
Oh, that makes sense.
So, which fits Sybil Trelawney very well.
Yeah. That's what's pretty funny. Do you think she'll ever find out? This is not on it, but do you think she'll ever find out that she...
That she made all the predictions?
Yeah, or that she made, like...
Not unless someone tells her, because she just thinks she, like, oh, I was dizzy from not eating food.
And she doesn't remember them.
Which I think is interesting, how she doesn't remember.
Yeah.
And she goes into, like, a
That's
fit.
That's kind of sad.
And then...
It's, like, the one time they're real, she forgot. She's like, what are you talking about?
Well, I think it's, like... Well, couldn't it be, like, dangerous if she did know? Because she'd be, like, boasting about it, kind of. Like, I
do
want
to capture her, too.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's why they don't let her outside of Hogwarts.
But I don't think she ever would know, because, like, she believes, she actually believes in, like, the junk that she says about, like, oh, like, Mars is bright, so humans have to watch out for hot objects. Like, she, like, believes that stuff.
Yeah.
So, I don't think she'll find out. Or if she does, she won't believe it.
Won't even believe herself.
She's like, no, I didn't make that. What are you talking about?
Okay. The next diamond-shaped bullet is, what is Joe insinuating about divination and prophecies in general, since predictions by the main seer are wrong?
Well, I mean, just like Hermione says, J.K. Rowling says that she's very much like Hermione, you know, it's a really weird subject. She hates the subject. Just, I guess, don't believe all the kind of silly magic.
Because it's not like, and you can't really learn it by books, too.
Yeah.
Because it's something unpredictable.
That you have to have.
Well, it's a very, fickle
kind of thing.
Yeah,
it's not an acquired thing.
It's a very woolly discipline.
That's what it was. I was trying to look for the word. I was like, woolly discipline.
That's what she said in the movie.
Yeah, it's a woolly discipline. Woolly? You can't
woolly.
Like a woolly man.
It's fussy.
Yeah.
Fussy?
Fussy.
Fussy?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Then,
oh.
Didn't... Wait, I'm gonna read this thing. Okay, Rowling has often stated that she does not believe in magic and doesn't intend her readers should believe in it either. She has hinted that the portrayal of Trelawney as something of an ineffectual?
Yeah.
Ineffectual.
Ineffectual old fraud is dragged from this. I don't really understand what I just read, but...
Basically, she doesn't believe in it. Yeah. She doesn't think it's real.
And she doesn't want to try to, like, convert her readers to, like, the cult.
To, like, call it
a cult.
I know, people are like, it's, like, satanic or whatever.
It's a story.
Well, if they read it, they'll realize it's, like, not really about that.
Yeah.
It's not about witchcraft. Or even though it's part of it.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay. The deeper side of Harry Potter.
Okay. Now, the lightning struck tower.
Yeah, you have to remind me about this.
This was interesting. I couldn't find the page because it's some random part when Harry is going to the Room of Requirement to see what Malfoy's doing in there and stuff. And Trelawney, like, comes around the corner and she's, like, she has a bunch of, like, tarot cards.
It's just in the thing over there.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's all drunk with, like, the cooking sherry.
No, that's not that time.
Yeah, it is.
No, she wasn't drunk that time. That was the other
she
time.
She wasn't?
Whatever, because he sees her there, like, a couple times, and, this time she's, like, mumbling to herself, and he's, like, hiding under the cloak or something around the corner, and, like, she says, the lightning struck tower, calamity, disaster, coming nearer all the time. So, and then, like, hello, the chapter's, like, later is, like, the lightning struck tower, and that's Dumbledore, like,
dies,
kicks the bucket.
Quote, unquote, kicks the bucket.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't know.
Physically
and
dies.
Isn't that, like, really weird?
Yeah.
Because when I read it again, I was like, Lightning Struck Tower. I was like, wait, that's what the chapter is named later. Yeah.
But
I
when
that was
but
weird.
When he dies, isn't there something about, like, remember when they come home and, like, the tower, does lightning strike the tower? I don't remember.
It might.
I don't know. I don't think so. It was just, like,
it
the
was
mark
just the
in
death,
the sky.
The dark mark.
Yeah.
Right?
That's why it's, like, why would she name it that if it didn't have anything to do with lightning, really?
Mm-hmm.
Does Dumbledore's death remind you at all of the Star Wars?
What?
The scene where Obi-Wan Kenobi dies, quote-unquote, but he's in the Force.
Yeah.
Because he lets himself get killed. Oh. Same thing with Dumbledore.
Dun-dun-dun, revelation.
He lets himself get killed, but then he comes back.
I think he's going to come back as some kind of spiritual.
Well, we as long as it comes back, like, later. Like, after.
Like, after.
I always pictured that scene as the Star Wars.
Okay, wait.
Dun, dun, dun.
What diamond are we on?
Diamond.
Lightning number. Struck Tower. I forgot what we were saying.
Look at what you did.
It was interesting how the chapter later on was named Lightning Struck Tower.
Yeah, and like,
she
do
made
you think?
A prediction about it.
Well, I think she obviously did that on purpose. I didn't think that was like an accident.
Oh, no.
Like, oh, I think I'm gonna name it the same thing. Like, but do you think was she really at that moment when she was just like mumbling to herself? Was she like
having
predicting?
Like,
I don't think she was having one of those weird, like, seizure thingies.
Moment?
But.
I think she was having a small moment. A small one. Because it's not as.
Oh. Not as major.
Well, do you think she was actually, like, predicting it, or was it just kind of, like, a weird coincidence?
I don't think it was a weird coincidence. I think she actually predicted it. I mean, that's too big of a thing to.
I don't know, because it's like, if it was fake, then why would she name a chapter after it? Maybe she just wants to throw
when she mumbles, it doesn't mention, like, death. It just went.
Calamity
like
disaster.
And disaster. But death is what specifically happened on the tower. Like,
true.
Which was disaster.
And calamity.
Yeah.
Calamitous.
Maybe since she didn't mention death, Dumbledore really isn't dead.
Oh!
Ooh, Ariel.
That's
smart.
You never know.
He's alive, like, hiding in the wall.
No,
he's dead.
Hiding in the wall?
Like the snake.
He lives within
the
hole.
Like, yeah, in the pipes.
Megan.
He's
in
dead.
The pipes.
That's
the type.
That goes against your Star
really
Wars
weird.
Theory. If he's dead, then.
No, he's dead, but he's coming back in
as a
another
spirit.
Spiritual. That still means he's dead.
The
Star Wars
the
theory
showdown.
Still means he's dead.
It's Star Wars
he's
theory.
Dead.
What?
He's just
Obi-Wan
not.
Obi-Wan Kenobi is not
no.
coming back to life.
And he comes back and he helps Luke.
So I think, okay, we're not talking about Dumbledore today.
Oh yeah, let's go on.
Trelawney.
Now you got me saying it.
I was sorry.
Next
I
diamond. Why did Dumbledore? And
you can't do diamonds next time.
Yeah.
Why did Dumbledore and Trelawney originally meet at the Hog's Head?
Okay, this is interesting.
Do you
when
think
she,
this is significant?
Yeah, when she had listen, when she when she had her interview for like the position.
Yeah, it's in the Hog's Head.
Yeah.
Wait. There's something about it. I remember in the books.
It's protected.
No, this is when she's like talking to Harry, and this is how he discovered it. And then. What?
Mike just fell.
Oh.
I can't talk about the scene because I got it mixed up with the fan fiction, so.
Well, you
okay.
And your fan fiction.
Leave Helen out of that.
Okay,
yeah.
So.
What's fan fiction?
Oh my god.
It's fiction
what's
that
fan
like the
fiction?
Fans
it's
write
like they,
about like Harry Potter.
They make up their own stories like Ginny or Hermione and Draco get together.
I got it.
I
got
some,
it.
And like
that's
Harry
funny.
And Draco get together.
That's
and, like
gross.
Broke back no. Hogwarts.
It's like I got that picture sent
sorry,
to me. Remember that
no,
I showed
but
you?
When they
Hermione
had the
and Snape, or not Snape.
Ew.
Yeah, some people actually.
Draco.
Draco.
Oh, but like when they had that in the books when they kept saying, oh Harry, you're so obsessed with Draco. Why do you want to know? And then Harry was like to the bird, like how he kept wanting. I want to see Draco. Where's Draco? All the fans
okay,
who like Harry Draco. They kept.
That's
they kept,
disgusting.
Oh, that's
on.
Like there
they,
was like
it's
this.
It's just because they're evenly matched.
How are they even
no, Harry's better. Anyway.
Well, Harry's going to win over in the end, but they are very... Excuse me, Danielle. Do not think that what I am saying is as important
speaking,
as what you
well,
want to
thinking
say.
That, we're talking about Trelawney, not really.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
She's
let's
making
go back.
Hand motions, okay?
She's like, shh, make it a
double.
She hasn't done that.
Okay. Okay, remember they... I snap louder.
Whoa.
So...
Okay, diamonds.
I stop as loud as you do.
You don't.
Yeah, let's go back.
Why did Dumbledore and...
Yours is like...
Why did Dumbledore and Trelawney meet at the Hog's Head?
Significance
sorry.
Of Hogs.
Okay, okay, because remember they met there for, like, the interview, and that's when Snape overheard... That's when she made, like, the prophecy of,
yeah,
like,
yeah, but,
wait, that's when she made the prophecy about...
Danielle was not done speaking.
Yeah, exactly.
But why
that's,
Hog's Head?
That, yeah, I know, that's... The one where she makes, like,
the big one.
Yeah. Not it, the one where she's, like, the one with the power to vanquish the Dark Lord, blah, blah, blah. That one. And she... And that's when Snape overhears it and therefore tells Voldemort, which then he, like, kills Harry's parents and stuff. So, why would Dumbledore meet her in such, like, an insecure place? Like,
I know. Everyone can overhear.
Everyone knows the Hog's Head is, like, where weird people hang out and you're always overheard whenever you talk about something. So why would Dumbledore, like, meet there?
So not to draw attention to them? Yeah, but they ended up getting attention, which they didn't want it. But I think that if they would have met in private, no matter where they would have gone, they would have...
Not if they was, like, in Dumbledore's office.
Or room of requirement.
Well, maybe he was trying to protect her. But what if her life was being threatened? Then they would go to a public place.
By who? Where did this come from?
Wait, wouldn't that make it worse? Eerie?
Because of the prophecy, maybe.
But she didn't know she was going to make it. She all of a sudden did in the middle of their interview.
Yeah, like, yeah. He wasn't going to choose her, but then she said it, and he's like, whoa.
He's like, whoa.
Like, she's like, whoa. She said at first he didn't seem like he was going to do it, but then towards the end he was willing.
To, like, hire
her. Give her a chance.
Well, I think he also hired her just because, like, for her protection. Because that's part of the reason why she can't leave Hogwarts.
And then, too, Hogshead, they have weird people there. I mean, Trelawney's pretty weird herself. I mean, she hung out there.
It was right
home. It was her home. Maybe she felt comfortable there. Maybe she, you know how weird she is. Maybe she was like, I don't feel comfortable going to Hogwarts. Let's meet the Hogshead. Who knows?
Maybe.
Or maybe it's just because she's, like,
Well, do we know
poor.
If it was Dumbledore's decision or...
No, I'm so sure that Harry asked Dumbledore about it. Like, why did you meet at the Hog's Head?
Did he?
I think so. Like, I was trying to look for it, but I didn't see it. But I'm like really sure.
Okay, what house was she in? Because it is, like, not mentioned at all.
Well,
or what? Like, since we don't really know, like, what house do you think she would be in?
I would think what's it called? Either, I would say...
Hufflepuff
or Ravenclaw.
Me too. I don't think she's Gryffindor material. Or
no,
Slytherin.
Definitely not.
I say
she's
Hufflepuff
not brave
or Ravenclaw.
She's not like me. Luna reminds me of Trelawney.
Yeah, so Trelawney
yeah.
could probably...
And McGonagall reminds me of Hermione.
So Luna, if Luna was in Ravenclaw, then probably Trelawney would be in Ravenclaw too. Just because they're both weird.
And see, and McGonagall doesn't like Trelawney because she's so out there. Hermione doesn't like Luna because she's so out there.
Oh,
I think there's a
connection.
Parallel.
Like a
connection.
Yeah, parallel.
No, Espanol.
No, parallel. Bravo, Ariel. That was a good point. Yay!
Yay, applause.
Clap, clap.
Yay!
Okay. Anyway.
That makes sense. It's pocket
ticket. Tengo hambre.
See?
Good job. I'm getting hungry too.
So, what
it's like
house
lunchtime.
Was she in?
Well, we don't know.
We don't know, right?
We're like,
know
we're thinking of, like,
Ravenclaw
which one she would
Hufflepuff.
Best be.
Hufflepuff.
I don't know. I would go for Ravenclaw, because
yeah.
she's more of a recluse instead of friendly with everyone and loyal. And
yeah, that's true.
And you're right, the Luna thingy is, like...
Luna, Trelawney, McGonagall, Hermione. Hey, kind
of. Yeah, I think that...
So what emails do we have on Trelawney?
Trelawney.
Now
Trelawney.
You got to say it. Gosh darn it.
Uh-huh.
Trelawney.
And that is what the rest of episode 7 sounded like. Thanks to my wonderful computer that began to go psycho crazy in the middle of our recording. So, I'm so sorry. I feel horrible as, like, our episode 7 comeback. It's only, like, half of it because my computer... decided to have low disk space and blah, blah, blah. So, that's all of episode 7. And the rest of the episode that got messed up was... we read a couple emails about, just Trelawney and stuff in general and howlers. But I have the howlers, so I'm gonna play those really quick and just tell you guys our answers before I go. Okay, here's the first one.
Hi, Vilas. It's Erica from Las Vegas again. I'm sure I'm one of your number one fans. I just wanted to call and say that you guys are doing great. And hope you all did good on your AP tests and everything, because I definitely know how you feel. I took a few AP classes when I was in high school. I know how stressful it can be, but how relieved it feels once those tests are over. I just had a question real quick. Sorry, this might be a little bit long, but I'm kind of in the one of those believers that book one relates to book seven, book two to six, and so forth. And I was just wondering if you guys thought that the five tasks that the trio had to go through in Sorcerer's Stone kind of foreshadows what they have to go through to find the Horcruxes, like, and how they'll have to work together, and then some of them might, like, shine individually and find a Horcrux, and then once they can find the four Horcruxes, that leads to the fifth and final task, which is the confrontation with Voldemort, which Harry has to do alone. So I just want to know your guys' thoughts, and I love the show about Snape. You guys had some really great points, and I'm kind of on the fence, too, with one day I feel he's evil, one day I feel he's good, so we'll know until book seven. And also, if any of you guys were going to Lumos or anything like that. But I love the show, and keep them coming, and good luck on your test again. Bye.
Okay, just to review what all of us said about this howler from Erica, I was very impressed with the theory of the first book reading to the last, and second and sixth and so on, like she said, because I had never heard of that before, and neither had some of the other girls. But we agreed of how, like, they could relate in that each, like, Hermione had to help something that was, like, a more puzzly-ish, and then Ron, he could possibly sacrifice himself for Harry because the only thing he really has is his loyalty and friendship to Harry. So that's like a quick sum of our answer to that. Here's the next one.
Hi, this is Callie from Kansas, and I just had a question. Well, I was reading book six, and they say that since McGonagall kind of becomes headmistress, or will probably be headmistress, I was just curious who you think is going to be the head of the Gryffindor house, since I think it would kind of be showing favoritism if they let McGonagall be head of house and head of the whole school. I love the show. I listen to it whenever it comes out right away. Bye.
Okay, Megan thought that Hagrid would most likely be the one to take the place of head of Gryffindor House, but I mentioned that, as we know, McGonagall is extremely fair, unfortunately, for Harry and Hermione and Ron whenever they get in trouble. She's just as harsh as if it were any Slytherin, Ravenclaw, or Hufflepuff. So I think that she could do it and be fair, but they probably wouldn't do that, and, you know, Megan's probably right. It probably would be Hagrid. And that's basically our answer for that one. And the emails that we did, well, there's only, like, two, so we're gonna answer them again in our next episode. So I guess this is farewell. I'm sorry that this episode was, like, a bomb. I wanted it to be really good because we're finally back and stuff like that. But my computer is stupid, so if you want to, like, come to my house and burn my computer because you're mad at it, that's totally cool. So, signing off for everybody, I'm Ariel, Meg, Haley. Oh, wait, Haley wasn't there. Denise,
Kellen,
and I'm Danielle. Oh, yeah, and our person next week, we haven't really decided, so we'll let you know in, like, a quickie or something. Okay, bye. What's an episode without a big blooper?
I still okay. Smell vanilla.
Callan is sniffing her hands, everybody.
No, because Danielle has vanilla Bath and Body Works soap.
Really?
And yes.
I want to go wash my hands.
No, it's gonna. I do not like the smell of vanilla.
Makes me want ice cream.
Oh, vanilla ice cream is good.
Stop. We should go to ice cream after.
Go to ice cream.
I am like going to.
But your mom
hurt me if I drove you somewhere?
No, because Matt was gonna pick it from here anyways.
Oh. Who?
You can just take me to Matt's house. Is Matt gonna be there?
Nope.
Hey, what are we doing?
It's okay.
We're mumbling.
That's I'm nice. Reading like to find.
We're like beast.
I have a better beast.
I love you.
Okay, that was a blooper.
Wow.
I love you.
Okay. Beauty and the Beast.
We're trying to figure out where. I'm excited for next summer. I'm gonna cry next summer.
Because then we'll all be graduating.
Okay, we're not thinking about next summer.
No, the book.
No, no, the book.
I'm going to go into serious depression.
And then the movie's going to come out July in 2007.
Hey,
I know the date. July 13th. July 13th. Right, July 7th.
It is?
No, it's not out yet.
It's at the Kaleidoscope.
July 7th. What? It's not out. You're wrong.
It's at the Kaleidoscope.
Wrong. I was there yesterday.
Drove right past
wrong.
It.
Wrong. It says coming soon on the thing.
Maybe it's a sneak preview.
Wrong. It's a sneak preview.
I saw
Pirates 2. July 7th. July 7th. Wait, you were driving by and it was on the big thing over there?
I was driving.
Yeah. So you didn't actually go inside. Wait, listen to me. You're driving by. The screen on the outside is for movies coming soon. It's not the movies they're playing.
Danielle knows everything. Do you want me to ask my brother right now? I know everything. Did you hear that?
Danielle knows everything, just like Harry's not going to die.
Exactly.
Sure.
I don't want him to die.
Harry's going to die.
I think he will die.
You're going to die.
Is that a threat?
No.
There's only one thing sure in life.
Danielle's
trying
to kill me.
Or death. Death.
Death and taxes.
We're so off topic, it's not even funny.
Death and taxes.
Mr. Bornfeld.
I know.
I'm so sure that was in there.
Are you frightened, Kevin?
Okay, stop. You're so sure what?
I'm so sure that it was in there. That he asked, like, why the hogs...